Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one, the only, Miss Fat Cat, and here is what she's got to say. Hello again, Sane Man. I don't need to bother with lies, and yet you have this impression of me that you've made in your head. I'm actually a bit flattered. Me with that infamous temper of mine. Were you hoping to have a bigger reaction to you putting my shirt in the trash that I sent you? It was a 5 euro shirt. I have no attachment to it. I had hoped on testing something and I'm disappointed about not being able to. I expected you to trash it after that. On that note, my husband was surprised that I didn't open my package that you sent me the minute I got it. I was just happy getting it and wanted to savor it. So I left it unopened for 2 days or so. Apart from the shirt you sent me, I still have the package. In an older video, you said you used my donation to go on a trip. Was I supposed to get mad at that or something? I was thrilled that you were treating yourself to something nice, and was hoping to see what travel videos you would make. I've decided to pretend I sponsored my favorite travel video on your other channel. Am I supposed to get angry because I need to wait for my video just like everybody else? I'm fine as is. Even with TV shows I never liked being watched. Part of the excitement is guessing what will happen next. I'm not exactly sure if you're trying to deliberately get me angry on a conscious or subconscious level. But you're going about it the wrong way if you're asking me. As flattering as your image of me is, it is still wrong. Having an infamous temper is not the same as being hot-tempered. It is a common mistake people make with me. It's like seeing someone calling frostbite a third-degree burn and treating it as such. While it is a common mistake, it kind of saddens me. I don't understand what me being angry at you would accomplish. Anyway, I took an interesting take on your advice to calm the hell down. Neither really taking or ignoring your advice, but rather calculating how to remove the cause so there's no need to calm down in the first place. Pragmatic and a little bit too cold-hearted, but the results are good. It has been helpful. Honestly, I feel sad more than angry now. I get angry about being forced to smile all the time. Is it really that hard to see? Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for the donation and meandering topic. Now I have this picture of you in my mind with a fake smile like Mr. Beast. You don't have to smile at people if you don't want to. As for taking the money you sent me and spending it on a trip, the money all mixes together in my bank accounts. I was already planning a trip, and I was just saying that to get a laugh out of my audience, to make them live vicariously through me. That I was able to extract money from a woman because for most of their lives, women have been extracting money from them, because they value the wrong thing in women. There you go thinking that everything is about you again. But you, as well as other women contacting me over the span of many years, got me thinking. Especially with you sending personal effects like you sending me one of your used t-shirts. I sent you one myself first that was clean, and now I know what it feels like being one of those women selling their bathwater to simps or OnlyFans models selling their used underwear to men that want to sniff it. And don't get upset waiting for your video. I only make one or two old school videos or podcasts each week, and the rest goes into meme production. Very few people want this sort of content anymore, but your comments got my noggin jogging. With regards to you and other women contacting me, even though you don't even know me. Guys are told to pursue money, looks, and status in the manosphere. To lift weights, build a successful business, and women will flock to them. But what they forgot to mention is that status seems to be the most irresistible thing for women. That's why you get musicians and creative types in the public eye, getting the majority of the women out there. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but if I had to gauge women's attraction to men, I'd give it a 60% weighting or more for status. A 25% waiting for looks, and 15% for money. Why do women turn down plumbers that make $200,000 a year for semi-successful lawyers only making $65,000 to $70,000 a year? They're not so much interested in the financial fruits of a man's labor, so much as by the attention and admiration received by that labor. You ladies seem to be intrigued the most by men's social status, then appearance, and then finally financial situation. The first time a woman was attracted to me because of my status, she wasn't interested in me before she knew about my online status. First she friend-zoned me and then suddenly she tried to seduce me. It's almost like I was an ugly 300-pound 40-year-old woman one moment and a 20-year-old thin hottie the next. Nothing had changed about my appearance, personality, or financial status. The only thing that changed was my ability to get attention and I proved it to her. Women are addicted to gaining as much attention as possible. It's one of the things they value most. So it makes sense that they would value a man that can gain more attention than they can. It shows that he has high status in the eyes of others regardless of sexual marketplace value with regards to youth and appearance. That's why 20-year-old chicks are banging 70-year-old rock stars. The old and ugly man is invisible, and it's like they're having sex with the status itself. That's one of the ways women objectify men, as a status object, then a sex object next, which is the top 1 or 2% of men out there, or a financial object or ATM if the man has money but he doesn't have those other two things. When that status showed up, it would have been the equivalent of an ugly old hag suddenly getting the attention of men that she once did when she was in her early 20s. I don't think that most guys talk about it all that much because how many men actually gain enough status in their lives to gain enough followers like Fat Cat and other women that obsess over them? Women don't even need to see your face. Even if they did, all they would see is the status itself. I could send Fat Cat a used G-string Speedo and she would have been happy. Imagine what guys like Elon Musk are going through. He could walk around being bald, showing off his barrel chest all the time, and it wouldn't matter. Women would still be throwing themselves all over him. Because to them, the status is the beauty. It's only once the man's status is gone do women finally come to their senses, like a drunk that finally sobered up. Hence why there's so many women accusing guys like Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment, 20 or 30 years later. Only once he's fallen from grace and lost his status does their perception of reality change. Men with status can easily exploit women. For me, it's horrific seeing a woman that friendzone you one moment when you have no status and then tries to sleep with you the next when you do have it. You feel like she's not even attracted to you for you. It makes you realize that all love and lust are conditional, on both the male and the female side. Even parents loving their children is part of male desire to love those that are young and beautiful, either romantically or platonically. As for your quest, Ms. Fat Cat, sometimes I think you actually do it to drive other female fans crazy. Some of them would actually insult you behind the scenes to me, sending me messages about how you got under their skin. The men might get frustrated in the comment section, but the women are furious in private messages to me. I'm sure you love to hear that. Almost as if they were jealous of you or something. Also, with regards to your temper, I didn't say that you were quick-tempered, instead of a much slower burn. I just said that you had a temper. How quickly or slowly it shows itself wasn't obvious to me. But getting back to male versus female attraction, for most men, a woman is only attractive because of her looks and not her social or financial status. The only thing she has after the looks are gone is her personality and maybe her household hospitality. When her looks are gone and her personality is disagreeable and mean, an obnoxious loudmouth, no one is going to want to be around her except maybe her cats. And they're just there for the food. There is no redemption arc for women as they age. They peak in male attention and it only goes down from there. They're only tolerable as companions if they're agreeable and soft-spoken and help make a man's life easier. But for a man, if he gains a position of higher status or power in his 40s, 50s, or 60s, many women will find him irresistible for some reason. Correction, they'll find his status irresistible. If men want to get laid, pursue status first, then looks, then money. The black pillars think it's all about money and looks, but they don't realize that status trumps all of it. Otherwise, how would Henry Kissinger get hot models as a short, nerdy-looking dude in the 1970s? So, Fat Cat, have you ever thought that my online status brought you to seek me out in the first place? Maybe I'm off in left field, but I definitely believe there's a connection there. One last update about my ongoing health issues. I was diagnosed with cold urticaria, which is a literal allergy to the cold. I live confined in a single room for 99% of my day unless I'm getting food or going to the bathroom. I break out in hives if I step outside that room for too long, which has a warm mist humidifier and a heater for longer than 10 minutes, and then I also get itchy. Plus, I realize that my acid reflux and eczema-like symptoms start up at the same time. About 4 days ago, I was outside for 30 minutes to do some shopping at Costco, and the reflux and cold urticaria and eczema all got really bad the next day, especially the reflux. It took me 4 or 5 days to stop coughing up stuff. The cold urticaria is genetic, as my father also has it, and the only way to deal with it is to move to a warmer climate for 6 to 7 months of the year. From around May 20th until October 15th each year, I can go outside and I'm perfectly fine. The moment the weather changes like clockwork, I have to watch myself. I've also been reading up on something called histamine sensitivity, but it looks like it takes me 4 or 5 days to clear it up. Looks like I have frigophobia or the irrational fear of cold temperatures. Except in my case, there's nothing irrational about it. It's crazy living in fear of the low temperatures. But here I am. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat might let me smash her, even if I look like the hunchback of Notre Dame. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the cold Canadian winters away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.